Hello, this is Paul McKenna. Congratulations! You've decided to make changes to your life, and you've just taken the most important step, the first one. Give your wholehearted commitment to this process and follow the instructions on this tape, today and every day, and I guarantee you'll reap the benefits for years to come. You will transform your life. Motivation Power is about living life to the full. It's about seeing opportunities and taking them. It's about valuing your ability to be determined and getting what you want. Use this tape thoroughly, and the hypnotic trance will install motivation power permanently in your unconscious mind. I've used the techniques revealed on this tape to help people in all walks of life, from office workers to Olympic athletes and millionaires. Now I want to help you join the club of life's success stories. I want you to realize your motivation power. We're going to install the keys of motivation power in your conscious and unconscious mind. On this side of the tape, I'm going to give you specific instructions for your conscious mind to lock in. And on side two, the same messages will be reinforced with a hypnotic trance, so that you'll have the turbo power of the unconscious mind reinforcing your every move. So to power up your motivation, let's start now. Because motivation power is the key to success. And the key is start. That's S-T-A-R-T. And it stands for self-image, target, action, response, and tenacity. These are the five elements that make up the motivation of life's success stories. S is for self-image. Your self-image is how you think about yourself. It's probably the most important factor in your life. It affects the health of your body, your thoughts, and your whole existence, because your thinking, your body, and your behavior are totally interlinked. It also affects how other people treat you, because they will unconsciously react to your body language and the emotional signals that you're transmitting. Research has demonstrated that the muscles of our bodies react to every thought we have. At an unconscious level, we react to this in each other. For example, that's how we can pick up someone's mood before they've actually spoken to us. We'll see how that's important later on, though. In everything we do, we refer to ourselves. As we think and talk to ourselves, we use the word I thousands of times and scarcely notice it. But deep down, we have a self-image that corresponds to that word I every single time we use it. And if the self-image is negative or not good or weak or unreliable, then those are the suggestions that we're unconsciously putting into our life every time we say the word I. But when your self-image is successful, quick-thinking, responsible, brave, resilient and loving, those are the characteristics that you'll find emerging in your life. So, here we'll transform your self-image. First, I'm going to ask you to visualize. Visualization is the mental process by which we remember what things look like. If I ask you to describe where you live, you imagine seeing it. Well, that's visualization, simply imagining seeing something. Doesn't matter how clear it is right now. We can all do it, and by concentrating and practicing, we can make the pictures we imagine brighter, clearer, and more vivid. I'm going to ask you to do that because the brighter and clearer your visualizations, the more powerful they are. Now, I'd like you to visualize a time from your past. Remember a time when you felt really good about yourself. It doesn't matter what sort of event it was, just drift back through your memories to an occasion when you felt really good about yourself. If one doesn't come to mind straight away, then you could always imagine what it would feel like if you did feel really good about yourself. Now look at yourself in that picture. What do you look like? What are you wearing? How's your posture? How are you moving? How are you breathing? What sort of things are you saying to yourself? Examine and focus on that memory so you can remember all the sights and sounds. Take your time. Then, as you remember it, make the images brighter. And make them bigger. And make them even brighter still. And bring them closer. And turn the color up and make the sounds louder. Now, as though you were actually there, see again what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel what you felt. as though you were stepping inside that memory and remembering it from the inside. So step inside your body, that's it. Notice how remembering your actual experience vividly affects your feelings here and now. Well, the really interesting thing is the mind knows which feelings to produce because of the way those pictures are painted. To recreate a positive state in yourself, think of a time when you felt good. Remember it in this way. Bigger, brighter, and more colourful. Bring it closer. Increase the sound, and you literally set yourself up for success. Your body is reacting to the success and confidence you're remembering, so it begins to replicate that state in you. This connects you to the inner resources you have that have helped you to bring about that success and happiness in the past. Now, by starting your next activity in this resourceful state, you'll increase the success you achieve in the future. Then, your next success will become a resource for the one after that. This is why they say success breeds success. Psychological research has consistently shown that high achievers have a positive, clear self-image. They focus on the best in themselves in order to reproduce it again and again. Look at it this way. Your brain is the most powerful biocomputer in the world. In the United States recently, scientists have spent $18 million trying to develop a computer that can measure the distance and relative speeds between cars driving along a road, so it can apply the brakes if the car gets too close. $18 million! We've all got a computer like that, right here, between our ears. When you have a computer like that, it's worth learning how to use it properly. So, use this visualization to boost your self-image every day. Every morning, visualize a personal experience of success. You can use the same one or a different one each day. It doesn't matter. Get a vivid picture and exaggerate everything about it that makes you feel wonderful. Then, imagine stepping into that picture so that you put on those feelings like putting on your clothes and get used to knowing that you're wonderful. T is for target. Every motivation must have a target, and that target must be absolutely clear. To have motivation power, you must focus yourself, your talents, and your non-verbal communication firmly on your target. By non-verbal communication, I mean your body language and your tone of voice. Some people say, while they're slouching, "I'm really going to go for it." Now that's not very inspiring, is it? If you sit up straight, and you stand as you would stand, or sit as you'd sit if you felt totally motivated, and you say with your voice and your internal voice, "I'm really going to go for it," it has a different impact upon your neurology. You must have a crystal clear picture of your target in your mind. If you want a certain job, a house or a car or a holiday, you need to start relating positively to it now. If you put vagueness out into the world, then you'll just get vagueness back. See what you want in your mind's eye, in full colour. Imagine the sounds and the smells and the feelings and the tastes that make the total experience. You must be absolutely clear about your target, and let yourself become completely, 100% sure that you will achieve it. Your target becomes the focus of your life. This makes you see all the events in your life in terms of how you'll achieve it. Just think about it. Almost everything that you can see around you once started as a thought in someone's head. That somebody kept focused on their target and real. And that's just what you can do as well. Okay, I want you to visualize. So immerse yourself totally now in the vision of your target. Thirdly, A is for action. Simply do something. This may sound silly, but many people seem to be really great at waiting for someone else to live their life for them. You get out of life what you put into it. The more you put in, the more you get out. Now, the secret is that, to begin with, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you get started. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Do what you can now, and you'll get to what you want to do sooner. As Maxwell Maltz said, often the difference between a successful man and a failure is not one's better abilities or ideas, but the courage that one has to bet on his ideas and to take a calculated risk and to act. Once you're working, moving, and involved, more opportunities will come your way, and you can begin to choose those ones that move you closer to your target. You've actually already taken the first step. you've bought and listened to this tape. Now you've started, keep moving. That's all, pure and simple. As General George Patton said, a good plan, violently executed right now, is far better than a perfect plan executed next week. Fourthly, R is for response. You have your positive self-image, you have your target, and your inaction. Next, respond. This is crucial. We live in a sea of social, personal, and economic forces. We can't afford to ignore them. The people who do are the ones who claim, it's like banging your head against a brick wall. Well, for them, they're right, it is. They haven't responded to the situation. If you're banging your head against a brick wall, it won't do your head any good at all. You need to respond to the signals you're getting and stop it. Step back, look around. Somewhere quite near you, there's a door in that wall. If you're prepared to respond to what life offers, there's always a way to move on. Perhaps the most important time to respond well is when you're dealing with other people. Remember, I said earlier, our muscles respond to every one of our thoughts, and we react to those responses unconsciously. The more you notice these unconscious reactions in yourself and in others, the more information you'll have to help you achieve your goals. In particular, it's helpful to pay attention to the unexpected. Often, what we most need to know is what doesn't fit in. With other people, it's always helpful to understand their point of view before you ask them to do something for you. To do so, try to step into their shoes as much as possible. See the world from their perspective. Use the same sorts of words and metaphors that they do. Even try to move or sit a little bit like them, mirror them a bit. Remember, our muscles respond to every thought we have. Well, it works the other way too. If I move my muscles like you, I can begin to get in touch with the sorts of thoughts you're having. And more importantly, it'll be easier for you to trust me. This kind of stepping into someone's shoes is a means to improving communication. It doesn't mean you should lose sight of your own target. It's important to notice that responsiveness means being flexible about how you achieve your target. Research has shown that the most flexible or adaptable person in any group, company, country, family, whatever, usually ends up in control. Don't ever lose faith in the target, but always be prepared to take an unexpected route to get there. As long as you desire a certain target, you must keep it totally clear and firm in your mind. Your target setting is your own business, but remember to let your experience help you ensure that your target is always what you truly want. If a better version of your target appears on your route, be prepared to change that. When you truly, fully, and completely understand and desire your target, you can achieve it. Another element of responsiveness is responsibility. Every society has its rules about how to behave. When you set your target, every element of it must be legal and moral. It isn't just that this is right, but that any attempt to use the START formula to achieve immoral ends is doomed to failure, because as the ancient law of karma states, only good can come from good, only evil can come from evil. Stick with the good, and the good is what you'll get. The last element is T, for tenacity. If your first action doesn't get you all the way where you want to go, you'll need your responsiveness. When you respond, you'll need the last element of motivation power, tenacity. Tenacity is persistence. Tenacity means try again. Keep going. There's a famous saying, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. That 99% is tenacity. Tenacity means keep saying yes to life. Tenacity is simple. You keep going, and as you do so, you'll come across more and more success and more opportunities. Not everything in life works first time. Some of the greatest successes in the world started out with a string of rejections, but they kept going. Colonel Sanders was rejected more than 1,000 times before he made the first sale of his famous recipe. When Thomas Edison was interviewed after his 700th unsuccessful attempt to make an electric light, he was asked, "How does it feel to have failed 700 times?" He replied, "I've not failed 700 times. I've not failed once. I've succeeded in proving that those 700 ways will not work. When I've eliminated the ways that will not work, I'll find the way that will. It's simple to say and it's simple to do. Stay on course. Don't get disappointed or distracted. If at first you don't succeed, start again. That's self-image, target, action, response, and tenacity. Let's sum it up then. Self-image. Every morning, call to mind an experience where you felt good about yourself and adjust it, make it better, make it brighter, clearer, and more attractive, even more enjoyable, and imagine stepping into it so that you can really feel again all those great feelings. Because repetition is the key to success, do this every morning so that you form new neural pathways in your brain and you condition yourself for success. Next, target. Keep your target clearly and firmly in your mind, especially because when you deal with other people, it's vital to have a clear picture in your mind of the outcome you want. Because remember, the ideas in your mind are reflected in your body language. So whether you need a signature on a contract or you want to ask someone for a date, keep a clear, positive picture in your mind of what you do want. Don't focus on your worries or what you don't want. Focus on the rewards and the pleasures that you're working towards. The golden rule is you always get more of what you focus on. Next, action. Get going. Every day, make at least one action that's towards your target. Any task can be accomplished if you break it down into small enough chunks. Most days you can take hundreds of actions in your desired direction, but never let a day go by without moving towards your target. Next, response. Observe and respond to the people and situations you meet. A good phrase to help you adjust to the people you're working with is, the meaning of a communication is the response it receives. If you act as though this was true, you may discover that you have to rephrase yourself or present your ideas differently, even though you think you were perfectly clear. But your real route to success includes dealing with what you meet, not what you'd rather meet or think you should have met, but what do meet. The definition of competence includes the ability to deal with people who are incompetent. The way to do that is to keep changing the way that you say things and keep altering your own behavior until their behavior changes. In a word, be responsive. Finally, tenacity. Just keep going. If it takes 10 attempts to get what you want from someone, don't give up at 9. Keep going. That doesn't mean just keep doing the same old thing. Remember, being responsive means changing your behavior. Tenacity means keep going at it and keep changing until you've got what you want. This start formula is the core of successful motivation power. Follow it and you'll get exactly what you want because you're focusing the power of your mind. William Shakespeare wrote, "There's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Use the power of your mind like this, and you'll make things better than you thought possible. Now, use side 2 of this tape, and boost the messages of motivation power into your unconscious mind.